Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Joel Kane and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. Mother, when Dad comes home from work feeling tired, headachy, and not just quite up to his usual self, you can help him feel good again by fixing him a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer. Yes, when headache slows a man down after a rough day, Alka-Seltzer is a friend indeed. You see, Alka-Seltzer is a solution of thousands of tiny dancing bubbles, a tangy liquid that looks inviting, tastes refreshing, and brings wonderfully prompt relief. So whenever you or Dad or anyone in the family feels tired and achy, remember Speedy Alka-Seltzer. You'll never know until you try it how wonderful Alka-Seltzer can be for those times when you feel not sick, but not exactly well either, when you just feel achy and bushed. Buy Alka-Seltzer at your drugstore and keep it where you won't forget it. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
Yeah, just wait till you hear what happened down there tonight, Molly, at the Elks meeting.
What happened?
Well, guess.
How should I know?
Well, go on, take a guess.
Honestly, McGee, I haven't the faintest idea.
Oh, come on. Just take a wild guess.
Oh, all right. The chairman got mad at the vice chairman and hit him over the head with the treasurer?
I mean besides that.
What?
No, that didn't happen at all. What happened was after the meeting, down in the lounge, your husband ran into Harvey McClintock and a big favor was bestowed on him.
On Harvey McClintock?
No, on me.
What kind of a favor? If Harvey McClintock is one of those financial friends of yours who's going to let you mortgage the house and get in on a uranium mine...
No. Harvey McClintock, my dear, happens to be the owner of the Palace Theater.
Oh?
And tomorrow night happens to be the first showing of a big picture. And guess who he happened to invite to be his guest? Free.
You?
Who else? Here's the passes. Two of them. You and me.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Free passes.
First showing of a big Hollywood production, and the picture's in 3D on a widescreen with stereo orthophonic sound, filmed in color, and the best popcorn in the downtown area.
Sounds wonderful. What is the picture and who's in it?
With all that stuff, who cares? Come on, Tootsie. Let's go to bed so it'll hurry up and be tomorrow.
Do you care for another cup of coffee, Doctor? There's still some left.
No, thanks, Molly. I just had lunch. So you kids are going to the movie at the Palace tonight, huh?
As the guests of the owner of the theater, Doctor. I happen to have a couple of passes here from Harvey McClintock himself.
Well, I may be there myself tonight if I can get away.
I'll get it. 79 in Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking.
I'll pick up a couple of passes for myself, Jake Miss Cuddleson.
You pick up a couple of passes. Mm-hmm. Takes a little influence to get passes to the Palace Theater, Doctor. The owner happens to be a friend of mine.
Pardon me, dearie. The phone, Doctor, it's for you.
Oh, thanks. Dr. Gamble speaking.
Pick up a couple of passes, he says.
Oh, yes, Mr. Heap.
Who?
Honest John Heap, the used car man. Sounded excited.
Well, yes, I can drop by there, but what seems to be the... What? Oh, no, don't get excited. It's not her appendix. No, it can't be her appendix, Mr. Heap.
My goodness, it sounds pretty...
My good man, the reason I'm so sure it is not your wife's appendix is because I removed your wife's appendix 2 years ago.
Good.
Haven't I what? Haven't I ever heard of anybody getting a new one? Of course not. It's medically Oh, a new wife. Oh, yes, I'll be right over there. I'll see you later, kids. I gotta run.
Some doctor. Tries to tell the guy his wife ain't got what the guy says she's got, and he don't even know which wife the guy claims has got what she's got.
Well, I can see how he might have gotten confused.
Not only that, but did you hear what that big five-flusher said about these passes?
Five-flusher? Don't you mean four-flusher?
He's too big for a four-flusher. I may see you at the theater tonight, he says. I may just pick myself up a couple of passes, he says. Ha! Like all he had to do to get passes was just pick them up.
Well, he probably knows Mr. McClintock, too, and maybe he can...
I don't care if he's the personal physician to Cecil Bill DeMayer. Three passes to a high-class theater don't grow on trees.
Well, don't holler at me, McGee. I'm on your side.
Well, he makes me sick. Just can't stand to see anybody have anything that he hasn't got. He's got to be a big shot all the time.
Okay, don't let it get you all excited.
Well, if he shows up with passes to that theater tonight, I'll eat that dirty old satchel of his, pills and all, in the Bonton window at high noon.
I'll bring a salt shaker.
Just because I got influence with the owner of the theater, he gets so jealous he just can't stand to see...
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, you know and I know that having fun is good for us. But how about the times when you'd like to get out for a little relaxation, and when you suggest it to your husband, he says...
Oh, honey, I just don't feel up to it. Wouldn't enjoy myself. Got a headache, and I kind of ache all over.
Well, now, look. You just fix friend husband a glass of sparkling, speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. He'll soon be ready to enjoy some fun. You see, Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. So try Alka-Seltzer whenever you or anyone in your family has a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness. Once you try it, you'll agree.
There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. Buy it by the glass at the soda fountain or by the package at the drug counter. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
My, isn't this nice going to the theater on free passes, if you please? Yeah,
pretty snazzy stuff, Tootsie. First showing of a big Hollywood production, the paper said.
There's always something so exciting about having passes to the theater.
Yeah.
Makes you feel sort of, well, sort of important. Like a big shot or something.
Sure does. I don't mind admitting that it tickled me to death to just casually mention to old Doc Gamble this morning that I had a pair of passes for the palace.
Burned him up a little, too, you know.
Oh, did it? He's probably been running around all afternoon trying to get some and finding out he can't. I bet you he's stewing like a pot full of prunes.
Pretty good crowd here.
Yeah.
Well, what do we do now? You just go to the doorman with the passes?
No, or... there's a special window over there, you see. Pass holders only, it says.
Oh, for goodness sakes, there's Mort and Mabel, too, just going in. Oh, Mabel! May? Ah, didn't hear me.
My gosh, how the heck would Mort Toops get passes? He must have found them someplace or stole them because nobody...
Yes, sir. You have passes, sir?
I have indeed, sir. Special passes for it says on them, special reserve pass section. They were gave to me by my good friend Harvey McClintock, the owner of the...
Yes, sir. Mm. All passes are issued by Mr. McClintock.
Oh.
That'll be 50 cents, please.
50 cents?
25 cents service charge in each pass.
Well,
yes.
Well,
oh, that's fair enough, McGee.
Hmm?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Oh, sure. Just 2 bits to get in free to a $1.10 movie. That ain't bad. There you are, bud.
Thank you. Now, just take the stairway on your right there for the special reserve pass section.
Okay. Well, come on, Molly. Let's get in. What you looking at?
Oh, this poster here. It says, tonight's feature attraction... Gold Diggers of 1949, starring Rin Tin Tin.
1949? I thought this was supposed to be the first showing. That's what the ad said. First showing of a big Hollywood production.
The first showing in this theater, sir. Naturally, other theaters in town have played it, but this is our first showing.
Oh. Oh, I see. I didn't quite understand the ad, and I thought...
McGee, we saw this thing 5 years ago, and even then it wasn't...
Yeah, sure, 5 years ago, and we forgot all about it, Molly. It'll seem like a new picture again. Besides, it's not every day the owner of a theater gives us passes, kiddo. Free passes.
Almost free, anyhow.
Yeah, well, come on. Boy, oh, boy. I wish old Fatso Gamble could see us now. Plenty of guys will be jealous about this, Tootsie. And I'll rub this in all around the Elks Club tomorrow. It'll bore
them. Hey, hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer. What are you doing here?
Just come down to the lobby to get some popcorn, daughter. Me and my girlfriend, Bessie, are sitting upstairs there in the special reserve pass section.
Pass section? You got passes?
Nope. Bessie did.
Oh?
Gets them every week, Johnny. She works for the feller that owns the theater. Best seats in the house, too. Them special pass seats.
Oh, good. What are they, box seats?
Nope. The whole upper balcony is the reserve pass section, daughter.
Upper balcony?
Just perfect. We're too far away from the screen to be bothered by the picture which is always lousy anyhow, and too high up for the ushers to be climbing up there tapping us with a flashlight and saying, cut that out, you kids. Fill up that popcorn, buddy. I don't want to have to run down here every 10 minutes, for goodness.
You know, I'm beginning to wonder if these passes are as hard to get as we thought they were.
Well, naturally, if Bessie works for Harvey McClintic, I guess she gets passes all right. But my gosh, not everybody gets them.
Well, shall we climb the stairs and see what sort of...
Oh, Mr. McGee, Mrs. McGee.
Well, who's... Oh, Wally Wimple. Hi, Wimp.
Hello, Mr. Wimple.
Oh, I'm so glad I ran into you both. Dr. Gamble asked me to tell you that he'd hoped to see you here at the theater tonight, but he can't make it.
Oh,
Doc can't make it, huh? Well, you don't know how much better this makes me feel, Wimp, old boy. So old Big Shot Gamble couldn't swing it, eh?
No. He said to tell you that he has an operation at the hospital tonight.
Operation, huh? Probably going to cut his throat, Molly. Me with passes and him running around trying to get some and couldn't.
Oh, he's letting me use his passes, Mr. McGee. All of them.
His passes?
All of them.
Yes. He gave them to me, and I'm taking my junior bird watchers group.
What?
All right, boys. Let's keep orderly now. Up the stairs. March!
Will you look at that mob, McGee?
How the heck could Doc Gamble get that many passes? He must have printed them because nobody gets that many passes.
Well, sure they do, Mr. McGee. Hi, Miss McGee.
Hey, Teeny. Hey, where did
Hello,
you...
Hello, Teeny.
What are you doing here? Where's your folks?
Upstairs in the pass section. I got a whole lot of passes, I betcha, on account of every money they give them away at the laundromat and Kramer's drugstore and every place.
What?
And everybody can have all they want, and you only have to pay a quarter for old people like you, and kids are free.
Well, for the... Well, of all the...
See how many passes I got?
Holy smokes.
Yeah, me and Willie Toops are going to make airplanes out of them and sail them down out of the balcony.
Oh, come on, Molly. Let's go home.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
You feel so miserable, so out of sorts when you have a cold. Relief is what you want more than anything. And now relief can be yours with Tabsin. Your druggist has it. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Better than ever for cold relief. Here's how Tabsin helps you. It relieves the sniffles and sneezes, headache, watery eyes, feverish feeling, and general aches and pains. Yes, and you can take smooth-coated, easy-to-swallow Tabsin tablets at any stage of a cold. Get Tabsin at your drugstore and keep it handy. Take it for really fast, effective relief in colds. Be sure you ask for Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package.
Did I tell you a postcard came from Uncle Dennis today?
No. Oh, good old Uncle Dennis. What's he got to say?
Well, it says, Dear niece and nephew, am helping a couple of friends paint the smokestack down at the brewery.
No kidding. Painting the smokestack, huh?
Yeah, works on a scaffold 200 feet above the ground. And he says, am enjoying the job very much.
That's him, all right. That's Uncle Dennis. He's always happiest when he's high.
Yes, huh?
Skip it. Well, so long, everybody.
See you later.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The old-timer and Wallace Wimple are played by Bill Thompson and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. The man at the theater was Eddie Marr. This is John Wall telling you that tomorrow, McGee almost apprehends a burglar. Almost. For details, tune us in tomorrow.
Hear the news with Pauline Frederick today on most NBC radio stations.